Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
In today's society, it's like, do what you feel is right, what makes you feel good. But I am so honored today to have the president and founder of Character That Counts, Rod Hanley, join me. Rod, welcome again to the Daily Spotlight.
Great to be with you.
Rod, tell us, what is the mission of Character That Counts?
Pretty simple one, communicating life principles of character, integrity, and accountability.
Those are such important principles today, and particularly allowing God's word to transform us and then guide us in the way we do life. In July of 2000, the Lord directed you to establish Character That Counts. What inspired you to launch this ministry?
Well, it certainly wasn't because I was perfect. I'm a flawed man just like all of us and have issues and temptations. And I really was confronted with the reality that my personal life didn't match my private life. So it involved a real hard gut check at myself and realizing I want to be a man of character. I want to be a man of integrity, but how do I do that? And accountability dropped in my lap. You know, it's a long, long story. We have time in this segment to get in the gory details, but I was confronted with the reality of my own sin and my own desire to walk in a righteous way with the Lord. And so as I begin to live it out, people begin to say, wow, that word accountability is a powerful word. Show us how to do it as well. And so that's the genesis of how Character That Counts began.
I am so grateful for Character That Counts, because in a society that we live, character, integrity, and accountability are primary values as Christ followers that we need to have implemented in our life. And as you said it so well, our personal life must match our private life. I encourage listeners to join us tomorrow as we talk more about Character That Counts and the vision and how it informs the outreach of their ministry. God bless you, Rod.
Thank you.